So, driving around the other day, I'm listening to commercials that this radio station has to offer, because that's what I do. Inspect everything. I like this radio station so much that I sit through commercials, as many of you do as well. So, I'm listening to one that has kind of amused us for a while, and it's the guy.
Sweet Jack?
No, you know that's
a dog?
You know he's a dog? Yeah, I did. I did. Where has Sweet Jack been, by the way? We haven't been running a lot of Sweet Jacks. That was like one every other three commercials, it seemed like.
Yeah, and we own it, just like we do WBAP.
So, this guy who owns this restaurant called Texas.
Texas.
And I believe, was he somehow affiliated with Del Frisco's? Or?
I think that's him.
It is?
Yeah.
Mr. Frisco?
I believe that's him.
If it's Let's not, have some fun.
That guy.
If it's not, it's a pretty good knockoff.
That guy. So, you know, look, he's voices these spots, and he's very folksy, and we've enjoyed him since they've been running on here. I don't think we've ever really made mention much on the air of his voice. We've never really questioned why it sounded weird. I just kind of assumed that he was an older guy, and that's the way he talked. But mm-hmm. we never talked about it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I guess somebody may have, and so to answer that, he decided that within his spot, hell, let's tell everybody why I talk this way.
I talk like this because they took my tonsils out with a set of pliers when I was 8 years old. And Jay Lombardo, the clothier, I want the $50 you owe me.
So here he is talking about his restaurant. Do we have the whole spot? Listen to this.
Dale Wamstead here, just east of North Central Expressway on George Bush Freeway. It's a little place called Texas. I've searched the corners of the untamed West to bring you the best value and the best taste in food to put on your tabletop to enjoy with family and friends. My family and I invite you to share with us a dining experience we know you will enjoy immensely. Our website, thesonoftexas.com, 972-664-9975. So partners, saddle up, live life, enjoy. I talk like this because they took my tonsils out with a set of pliers when I was 8 years old. And Jay Lombardo, the clothier, I want the $50 you owe me. TheSonOfTexas.com.
So, thank you.
Clearly there was a bet.
I don't think it was
it's
a bet.
It's got to be.
I don't think it was a bet. I think that honestly.
There was a $50 bet. Jay Lombardi bet him $50 that he wouldn't include that in his commercial.
And he did, and that's why he wants his money back. That's why he wants his payment.
Well, that's genius if that's the case.
I guarantee it is.
I mean, what a left turn. Talking about tablecloths and food and ambiance and history.
Texas.
Yeah.
I talk like this because they took my tonsils out with a set of pliers when I was 8 years old.
That's not true. Nobody took his tonsils out with a pair of pliers.
Dude, it was probably the 30s.
No, Corby, I guarantee you it wasn't the 30s.
It might have
been. This guy may be 80-something years old.
I don't think so.
Well, how do you know? How old
and
do you think he is?
They were not taking tonsils out just out in the backyard with a set of vice grips.
Hey, in the country they did.
That's what I'm saying. In the country, I guarantee you that's true. We need to get him on. Is he still alive?
He's got to be.
You're unbelievable.
We need to get him on. I'm telling you,
you're making him mad.
That's true. It is true that happened. Why would he put it in the spot?
I'm contacting him right now. No, I don't need to make a reservation. I want to get the tonsil guy on.
What's the restaurant called?
Texas.
Just Texas?
Yes. It's thesonoftexas.com. It looks pretty damn
good.
Dude,
I guarantee you it's badass.
Well, if he's the guy that used to do Del Frisco's, you know it is. Because that place was awesome.
So, no need to email anybody anymore. Now you know that this is the reason he talks like this.
So there you go. Problem solved.
Crisis averted.
Yes.